Well, there's a new book out, Australian Rural Entrepreneurs. Kerry Anderson has written the book and she's with us this morning. Kerry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you?
Very well. I guess it was a bit of a different launch just to start things off due to our COVID.
Well, it's been an interesting 18 months. We've all had to adapt, and that's what every good business has to do, and we did that with our launch as well, but it was great.
So with entrepreneurs, they are also people who will look at certain situations and be able to take advantage of them and innovate. Are we in rural Australia good at this?
I think we have to be. You know, we have quite a few barriers in our rural areas, and you know, when something breaks down or you just can't get access to it, we do innovate. We're very resourceful. We make things. We adapt things. We collaborate. I think we do things well in the rural areas. We have to.
Yeah. And what prompted you to write the book?
Well, not money, that's for sure. Look, I just love rural towns. I just so admire the small businesses that keep our rural communities going. And often I feel like we need to shine a light on them because they do such an incredible job at they're always busy doing stuff, and I don't think they really get the they're not valued as much as they should be. So this was a chance to shine the light on some amazing businesses in rural areas, and plus also to share the learnings and inspire others. It's amazing how you can read someone's story or just chat with them and you think, oh, I could do that. And or I could adapt my business to do that better. We never stop learning from each other, and business people are very good at sharing and helping, whether you're starting off or wanting to change. And last but not least, you know, it really is an opportunity to get the word rural into the conversation. We talk a lot about the regions. It's lovely to see rural creeping back into things like Moving to the Country, that wonderful series on the ABC that just started, and people starting to realise, hey, there's so much opportunity in our rural communities. And so it's almost like I wrote this book for a pandemic. It was already at the publisher when COVID came in, and the editor rang me up and said, would you like to review your book? And I had a bit of a look at it again, and apart from putting a couple of references to pandemic in there, it was already written. You know, we're in such a rapidly changing world. We have to keep our eye on what's happening, be prepared to be agile and adaptable. So it was already prepared.
Yeah. Now, obviously, when you originally sat down to plan the book, you obviously thought there was a story there, but were you even surprised at just the extent to which rural entrepreneurs had made their mark in various areas?
Oh, I'm just blown away. I'm just so appreciative first that all these people, we've got 50 stories in the book, have shared their stories with me, and certainly the painful part of their business journey as well as the highs. So we have a bit of the highs and the lows. It was really interesting exercise because I've written these stories over a period of years, bringing them all together and looking for that common thread. And you start to realise the collective power of what individuals and families are just quietly achieving in our rural communities. You know, I think this is where we partly undervalue ourselves. Small business is the backbone of our national economy. Big isn't necessarily better. It's great if that's what you want. But collectively, so many small businesses are doing amazing things and making a real difference. One, they're supporting families to live and work where they love, but also their communities around them. They're providing employment, they're sponsoring the footy club, the cricket club, providing valuable services and social hubs for people that have to live in our rural areas. Obviously, we produce food and fibre for our entire nation, but only 10% of our population actually lives in a rural community. But wow, they're important. They really are. Yep. But yeah, it just never ceases to amaze me when I see what you're a neighbour, a quiet person down the road, and then you take the time to sit and talk with them and realise just what amazing work they are doing.
I tell you what, the passion you have, not just obviously for the book, but for the people, for the rural regions, shines through very much in talking to you. And obviously that is going to come through in the book as well. And congratulations on it. We wish you every success with it. And certainly say thank you for highlighting some of the great work that rural Australians are doing. And it's great to chat to you this morning.
Thank you so much. Go support a rural town and a rural business.
Yeah, indeed. Good on you. Thanks very much indeed, Kerry. All the very best to you.
Thanks, Robert.
All the best. Huh? Well, there we go. Isn't that exciting? And it sounds just a fantastic book, that is for sure. Kerry Anderson and Australian Rural Entrepreneurs.